All right, here we go. My name is Jeff Kay, and you're listening to episode 102 of the world famous West Virginia Surf Report podcast. Welcome back, boys and girls. Hope you're doing well. I'm doing great. For right now, at this little snapshot in time, doing great. You know why? Because it's Friday as I record this, and I'm off. I took a day off. So I got a big honking three-day weekend. I got to go in on Sunday for a couple hours, but let's not dwell on the negativity. I got a big three-day weekend staring at me. It's sunny outside. I got some sleep last night, which is, you know, that's not a slam dunk anymore. I don't know. I didn't make fun of people. I scoffed at people who said they don't get sleep, they can't sleep well, you know. It's like, what the shit is that? I mean, I don't have that problem. So why would you have that problem? You know, one of those deals. I think people do that all the time. God knows I do. But now that it's happening to me, it's a real problem, you know. This is not something to be, dismissed easily, you know. It's happening to me, all right? What happens is I go to bed, and I stay up too late. I mean, that's my fault, all right? And then I wake up, I sleep for like 4 hours, right? I guess pretty good sleep. And then I wake up. And I don't know why I wake up, but I do. And like at 6 o'clock in the morning or something. And I start thinking about work. It's this coronavirus, this environment we're living in. I start thinking about work, and then I can't go to sleep. I can't go back to sleep, you know? So then maybe I nod off for, you know, shitty, low quality sleep. You know, it's not any good. It's not doing much good. And then I got to go to work, and, you know, I feel like garbage because I didn't get enough sleep. Well, as I record this, I got great sleep last night. I don't have to go to work, and it's sunny outside. It's a beautiful day. It's probably cold, but it looks beautiful. And I got no responsibilities whatsoever, although I did tell Tony. I made a tactical error, I think. I told Tony that I said next Saturday, which is tomorrow as I record this, I'm going to clean out that closet down there in the family room. I'm going to take everything out of there that I don't want. I'm going to shit can it or take it over to, you know, Salvation Army or whatever. She goes, that sounds like a good plan. But now, you know, that it sounded like a good plan to me when it was off in the distance, you know, when it was, you know, days away. But now that it's tomorrow, I'm like, oh, God, why do I make these comments like this? Why would I say something like that? Now I got to do it. So I'm going to pull everything out of that closet. That thing is packed out. There are clothes in there. And we moved in here in the year 2000. And there's clothes probably in there from that year. Well, predates that. It's like stuff I brought from California probably. Still hanging in there, you know? And there's shit on the floor, and it's just a mess. And apparently, you know, I painted myself into a corner, and I'm going to have to deal with that tomorrow. So anyway, it's Friday. It's a beautiful day. I got some rest, and that's rare. And I feel good. And I hope you guys are feeling. Hope you're doing well as well. I had a few random notes here in my notebook. I'll start. You know, I'll take a look at them and see what. All right, so the reason I'm off today, you know, I can't really take time off because of the pure chaos that's going on. But this day was grandfathered in because I was supposed to go to Yankee Stadium tomorrow. See the Reds and the Yankees doing battle over in the Bronx. Interleague play, you know what I'm saying? So, anyway, that shit canned, of course. That's all destroyed. So, but I had today scheduled off because we had to be on the bus at 7 a.m. on Saturday for a 1 p.m. game. So that shit was already in the books, and I said, I'm taking that, you know. So that's why I'm off. I'll probably under normal circumstances, I probably wouldn't have been allowed to have today off. But it was already, it predated the Rona. You know what I'm saying? So that's good. One other good thing about that, it's supposed to be 50 and rainy tomorrow in New York. So yeah, that makes me feel a little bit better. That sounds like that would be miserable. You know, that doesn't sound like a good day at the ballpark. 50 and rainy. Probably windy, too. That doesn't sound good at all. So, whatever. Also, that tour company, that bus company that we bought those tickets through, which was like 300, I don't know, for two tickets for this whole thing, it was like 300 and some, you know, $350 or something. They wouldn't give us our money back. They gave us a credit. It's like, what are we going to use it for? You know, there's nothing going on. You know, what are we going to use this for? You know, like Disney on Ice or something? They're probably not even doing that shit. I know they're not. So I don't know. I guess that thing's going to, we'll use that credit when the world returns to normalcy, if that ever happens. I don't know. We'll see. But anyway, they wouldn't give us our cash back. They just gave us a credit. So we'll see how that works out. Hopefully there's baseball. You know, I'm hoping there's baseball. The only news I'm getting, I told you last time, the only news I'm getting, like baseball news, is players and their pooches. I told you about that. Pictures of baseball players with their dogs. That's some hard-hitting shit right there. And organists. Big feature article about, you know, the great organists of Major League Baseball. Now, I don't know what app it is. I think it might be the Athletic or MLB. I don't know. But now they're doing this series where they're having the greatest players to wear each number. Like they started at one. You know, the greatest players to wear number one. Ranked. You know, and then the next day, the greatest players to wear number two. I mean, they're coming up with all these creative ways to just keep it going. You know, they got to keep content going so that people don't start canceling their subscriptions. That Athletic costs money. It's not a freebie. So now they're just like, coming up with these ideas of crazy-ass baseball stories. It's like that Baseball Digest. I used to read that when I was a kid. Do you remember that? You familiar with this? That was a pretty good magazine. But the whole thing was like that. These are the greatest players to wear number six. You know? It reminds me of that, actually. So anyway, that's why I'm off today, and it's great. You know what else is great? There's this bar, this local bar in town. They put on their Facebook page. I don't know. I guess it's a. I don't know how this is going to work, but I'm taking advantage of it. They said you come over between 4 and 7 on Friday, and we'll fill your growler, your 64-ounce growler, with whatever beer we have left. You know, for half the normal price. So they got Nugget Nectar, which is this IPA made by Trogs. It's fantastic. It's one of the best beers in the world. They usually charge $14 for a fill, $7 today. $7 to fill your 64-ouncer. So I'm going to be over there. I don't know how that works. I don't know. Do you go in? What, do you stand out on the sidewalk and somebody? I don't know. We'll see, but I'm going to be standing over there with my growler, getting that shit filled up, baby, with some Nugget Nectar. Things are looking good. Feels like things are turning, you know, work has been terrible, and maybe the worst thing I've ever experienced in my working career. There have been bad patches, but this one takes the cake. But this week, I feel like things have lightened up a little bit. Feel like we might be moving in the right direction finally. So that makes me feel good too. It feels like things, I don't want to get over. I don't want to get cocky. I don't want to start walking with a swagger. But I feel like things might be moving in the right direction. So that's good, right? Of course it is. All right. So we got our Corona cash. We got a direct deposit. Tony and I had our direct deposit the other day. 1,200 each. The older boy got his too. So I don't know what's going on with the younger boy. Oh my God, there's so much noise in this place. Do you hear that? It's like unbelievable. I say, give me 45. And it's crashing, slamming, banging. It's like a construction site up in this bitch. Anyway, we got our Corona cash. Tony said, so the younger boy, he works off the books, right? He works every job he's had, basically, under the table. You know what I mean? Restaurant jobs. You know, washing dishes. I just give him cash. You know, he's not actually on the payroll. Highly illegal. But anyway, so he's not getting any kind of like, he doesn't even file a tax return, so he's not going to get the $1,200. Tony's like, I think we should give him some money. I said, why? I mean, the guy's loaded. He goes, nah, I think it's fair. I think we should share some of that. I was like, I don't know about that. You know, I mean, this is like weeks ago. So I said, I don't know. I mean, the guy's working, you know. He's got money coming in. He's got big, fat savings account, you know. I don't know why. She goes, I think it's fair. I was like, oh, whatever. I don't really, you know, I don't have a dog in this hunt, you know. So so then we get closer, and Tony, I said, hey, I want, you know. So the way, okay, let me explain something to you. You can make fun of me and, you know, judge us if you want. God knows I would if I was in your position. But the way we have this, the way we do the finances here at the House of K is we have a joint account, Tony and I do, and that's where my paycheck and her paycheck and everything flows in there. She pays the bills out of there. I don't have anything to do with that, which is fine by me. I don't want to do any of that shit. And she wants to be in charge of it, and I don't want to be in charge of it, so it works out fine. So everything goes in there. I have my own account where $125 goes into it every time I get paid, or every time I get paid, and every time she gets paid. So every time there's a paycheck direct deposited, $125 of it goes shooting off into my account, which I use to live on, gas money, food, you know, whatever, like lunches at work and stuff. I use that. So basically I get $125 a week, right? So just walking around money. Plus whatever money I make, you know, off of like my, you know, like ad revenue and, you know, podcast stuff, that goes into my account too. So, all right. So that's the way it works. That's the way we do it. And it's been working for many, many years, decades. So, but this direct deposit of the Corona cash, that's going straight into the joint account. I won't see any of that shit. And I said, hey, I want 500 of that. You know, you can keep 700 in the main account. And, of course you're 1200 and I want 500 of it. She goes, what do you need $500 for? I said, that's neither here nor there. You know, that's my Corona cash. I mean, you're getting to keep 700 of it for, you know, projects, whatever it needs to be. You know, I don't want it all. Want 500. She goes, seriously, what are you going to use it for? I said, I want to have money in my account. You know, I just want, you know, fun and games. That's what it boils down to. I just want to be able to have, you know. She goes, I don't, you know, she was like, I don't know about that. I'm like, what the? So it's not a negotiation, you know? So then we got the direct deposit. It came and went into the main account. And she goes, yeah, I put 400 over there into yours. It's like, what, you know, I mean, what the hell? So anyway, I'm not going to argue. I mean, I know better than, I'm happy with 400. That's fine. Whatever. Also, she's like the day before, like, you know, the thing was supposed to hit our account. She goes, what do you think about, what should we give the younger boy? And I'm like, not one red cent. She goes, yeah, I'm on the same page. Ah. It's funny when you make these plans way in the future, you have these ideas, and then when it comes right down to it, you know. So anyway, we got that money from the Trump checks or whatever you want to call them. So that's good, right? The older boy, on the other hand, he's not working at all. And he's got more money. He's got so much money in his bank account. He's got more money now than he's ever had in his life. And he's not doing jack. You know, he's not doing anything. So I told him today, I said, when we look back on this, everybody's going to be going, God, do you remember the coronavirus? That was like one of the worst, you know, that was the worst, one of the worst things ever dealt with. It sucked. It was terrible. And he'd be like, those were the best days of my life. You know, those were the salad days. The coronavirus. Think back on the coronavirus. Those were the days. You know, that's the way he's going to look at it. Guy's awash in money. He's not working. He's not doing anything. Although he is painting his room, which is good. So he's not, you know, he's not going full sack. But anyway, he's doing well. And he's, you know, he's got money for nothing. So anyway, I wanted to bring you up to date on that. Also, my rhombus update, my haircut. Tony did cut my hair. Turned out pretty good. It was not bad at all. It wasn't 100%. Because, you know, when you go into the haircuttery, I do a four on the top, two on the sides. We just went four all over. So it's not, there's not no difference between, so it's all the same, you know. So that's, it feels a little weird. It feels like the sides, I feel like a little Martin Van Buren situation going on the sides. But I think I could hit it, you know, I'll just go in there with the clippers and, like, you know, do a little touch up later. You know, I'll just fire up the four again. Just clip all this Martin Van Buren shit off the sides, and I think I'll be good to go. I think I can maintain it by myself, but you can't do a real haircut by yourself. At least I can't. I don't know. What are you, like a contortionist? I don't understand. How are you supposed to cut the back? You know, I mean, how are you supposed to get that all cleaned up, your neck and all that stuff? It's impossible. In my view. So anyway, that turned out relatively well. She didn't want to do it, you know, because of all the bitching I used to do in the past. It's like, I don't want to, I got a rhombus shaped head, you know, you do it yourself, you know, that kind of thing. So I think she, I don't know if she remembered the exact, she just had like a sense, like she probably doesn't remember like the specifics of my bitching. She just remembers there was bitching. You know what I mean? So, anyway, also, she goes, where do you want to do this thing? I said, front porch. She goes, what, are you just going to go full white trash on this deal? So you can't get a haircut on the front porch. I said, why not, you know? But we ended up doing the dining room, and there was hair all over, you know? It's down my shirt, all over the floor, down inside those little hair. I went and got in the shower immediately, and God, what a mess. But anyway, turned out well, and I'm going to touch it up this weekend. I'm going to hit it with the clippers here in a little while, maybe today. Go over there and get my growler filled with nugget nectar for $7, and just enjoy the day off. You know, oh, it's beautiful. What else I have listed here? Oh, I'm making beans. I'm making those Great Northerns. Are you a fan of the beans? So the way I make them, and I've got it down to a science, and the whole house smells fantastic right now, I might add. I get the big ham hock, you know, buy it from the meat department. Big hock, I don't even know what the shit that is. Just a big hunk of like meat that you wouldn't eat, you know. It's like just a big bone with some meat left on it, you know. Stick it in there. Put the beans over top of it and fill it with water and just like bring it to a boil. You bring it all to a boil and then turn it down to low and just let it simmer all, you know, for hours. You know, I was getting ready to say all day, but there's a limit. You know, at some point you pass, it's too long and it turns into mush. It's like refried beans almost. So 4 hours is a good amount of time. So you cook them for like 4 hours, very low, so it's just a simmer, you know, it's not boiling, it's just like bubbling, you know. You go in there and stir it every once in a while, near the end, can't do it at the beginning because the beans won't get soft, but near the end you add, you know, copious amounts of sea salt, and it's a delight. Oh my God, it's fantastic. Then you cut up some raw onion, and chop up some raw onion. And it's fantastic. Maybe get some cornbread going. Ah, that's some good old Southern food right there. Fantastic. So the whole house smells like ham hocks and beans. The hock that I got, that thing is a big ass. It's like the biggest hock. That's one hell of a hock, you know? That thing's huge. I had to fill it's like I put it in a big pot. And you have to have the water above. You can't have anything sticking out of the water like an iceberg. You got to cover everything, right? So I had to take the water almost to the very top to cover that giant hock. I was like in the kitchen going, "Holy hell, this is a hell of a hock right here," you know? Thing's really tall. But anyway, the house smells fantastic. And later on we'll have depression food. You know, we'll be eating some depression food. And I love it. I love that home cooking, that kind of stuff. That's why I like Cracker Barrel. When are they going to reopen the Cracker Barrels? Man, I got it. We got it to go at work, I don't know, a couple weeks ago. We did that DoorDash. I've never done that before. I didn't do it, actually. Somebody else ordered it. I just told them what I wanted and fired off some money to them, but, you know, through Venmo or whatever. And, but they brought it right to our workplace. It was hot. It was fantastic. I got they have a limited menu. It's a smaller menu. I think they have like six entrees to choose from and like an abbreviated amount of side items. It's not the full menu if you were to go to the restaurant, but they had meatloaf and chicken and dumplings. It was good stuff. So I got the meatloaf, and I don't remember what I got for sides. They brought that thing. It seemed like it was there in like 10 minutes. It was like so fast. And everything was piping hot. They gave us a big sack of biscuits, butter and all that. I mean, everything you needed. It was great. It's like, oh, man, I miss the barrel. You know, I love that kind of stuff. That's my favorite, you know, just like home cooking type stuff. I'm a sucker for that. So anyway, it's closed. Everything's closed down. But anyway, we're gonna have some beans later. It's an exciting life I lead. Speaking of the coronavirus, you know, the governor here in Pennsylvania, he said everybody, if you're outside, you have to be wearing a mask. I don't know, what are these guys like? Just proclamations. All right, I've decided. Everybody, you know. I mean, what is this, a law? I don't know. Anyway, and also the stores are saying you can't come in here unless you're wearing a mask, like starting on Sunday, I think. So I'm like, where are you going to get a mask? And they say, make your own. You know, people are walking around with these, I mean, I don't even know, they're homemade. They look like, I don't know, like maxi pads stuck to their face. They're like, you know, like, I don't know. I told Tony, I said, I'm going to have to go to Walmart and buy a pack of tidy whiteys and just pull them down over my head, you know? So I was talking about that at work the other day. I said, what am I going to do? Yesterday, actually. I said, what am I going to do about masks? There's no masks. How am I supposed to go to the store? How am I supposed to go anywhere if you're not allowed in any store unless you're wearing a mask? That's starting on Sunday. You can't go into a business because this guy's proclaimed. He goes, I've decided, you know, I've been, you know, he's just like just making laws out of thin air. I don't understand. But anyway, so how am I supposed to go there? You can't buy them anywhere. There are no masks, you know. They do not exist. You can't buy them. So they said you have to make your own. It's like, what the hell am I? How am I? I don't. You want me to make a mask? I mean, I don't know. That's not going to happen. So anyway, I was talking about that at work, and the woman goes, I got some masks. My mother-in-law, she's knocking that shit out. She's making masks hand over fist. I said, what? Yeah, you know, she's high energy. She goes to the gym two times a day. You know, she's got to stay busy. And so she's, you know, filling her days by making these masks. She goes, I'll bring you a bag of them. I said, a bag? I said, how many is she? Oh, hundreds, you know, and she'll knock out many more over the weekend. So, you know, I'll bring you a bag of various sizes, you know, different designs. I'm like, okay. All right. I just see this, I'm just envisioning this woman just like sewing these masks in a frantic, like she's in some kind of like a contest or something. But she gave me a bag of them. I don't know how many's in there. I'm thinking like 25. She goes, that's a scratch on the surface of the tip of the iceberg. I said, she goes, she keeps bringing these over to my house. I'm starting to panic. I don't know what to do with them. I don't want to tell her not to do it anymore because, you know, that's how she fills her days. But I don't know what I'm supposed to do with these hundreds and hundreds of masks that she's knocking out at a fever pitch. I said, well, you know, I'll take them. She goes, I'm going to bring you another bag tomorrow. You know, I said, all right. So, man, I am set. You talk about being set in the mask department. We are set, you know. So, and these are fancy looking. These are designer. So now if I have to go to the old, Wegmans to buy whatever, I can wear my fancy mask in there and they'll let me in the door. I don't know about that. But anyway, that's the world we live in right now. All right, where are we at? Ooh, 25 minutes. It's like I'm sitting here talking with my eyes closed. I don't know why. When I do these, I sit here with my eyes closed and just ramble. And I look up, and it feels like it's near the end, and I look up, and it is. How's that? I feel like I'm learning how to do this a little bit, finally. All right, we're at the end. Hope you enjoyed it. You talk about rambling. I hope you enjoyed it, though. I hope there were a couple of chuckles in there. I'm sorry I'm way off schedule. When I'm working, I can't do jack. I mean, I am torn down. I am burned to the ground when I come home. And even in the morning, I don't get sleep. I'm exhausted mentally and all that. So it's hard for me to do it, but, it feels like we're moving in the right direction. So that might be alleviating. Is that right? Alleviating. It might be, lightening up a little bit. So we can get back on track soon. I apologize. But, anyway, if you want two of these a week instead of just this measly one, I mean, one's not enough. You got to have two. I mean, it goes without saying, if you want to add a second episode every week, you can do it. It's easy. Head on over to Patreon. That's patreon.com/Jeff K. Sign up for a $4 or more monthly donation. They call it a patronage. I prefer donation, but whatever you call it, it means the same thing. You put it on a credit card or a bank card. And at the beginning of every month, they'll take the $4. You won't notice it. Because it's $4, and in return, you'll get an extra episode every week. Not every once in a while, not every month, every week. An extra episode that only patrons get to hear. So if you're interested in doing that, do it today. Patreon.com/Jeff K. Do it up. Thank you guys for the support. The ones of you guys that are already doing it, thank you. Sincerely, means it's a big deal to me, so thank you. Also, we have the hotline. If you want to call, be a part of the show, ask a question, leave a comment, whatever you want to do. That's at 570-290-8151. It's just voicemail, you know, so you can do it 24 hours a day. You can get all tipsy on the nugget nectar. Give me a call, whatever you want to do. It's 570-290-8151. You'll leave a message. I'll grab it. It turns into an MP3 file. It's delivered right to me. And I'll use it in a show in the future. So do that today if you're interested in doing that. I urge you to. Also, we have an email address. If you're too shy, like those boys in Kajagoogoo, you can just email me at surfreportpod@gmail.com. So, all right, we're at the end of this thing. I hope you enjoyed it. I will be back soon. In fact, I might get crazy and just knock out another one today. I might knock out the Patreon episode today. We'll see how that goes. If not, I'm going to try to do it tomorrow. So anyway, until the next one comes out, hope you guys have a great day. Hope you enjoy the lockdown, and I'll see you soon. Have a good one. Bye. She probably doesn't remember, like, the specifics of my bitching. She just remembers there was bitching. You know what I mean?